Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-winning artist Nelly. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
What up, champ? How you been?
I'm doing well, man. You look great. I mean, you look frozen in time, like for the last 20 years, brother. You keep it dialed in, huh?
I know you're not talking, man. You don't even... Do you age? What's going on?
Hey, I'm on that Nelly juice, apparently. But been a fan for a while. I'm happy to hear you're still killing it. Congrats on the new single, Lil Bit, with Florida Georgia Line. How'd this all come together?
Well, you know, we've been rocking since for about almost eight or nine years now since we did Cruise. Mm-hmm. And I was working on my project, the EP, Heartland, and was down in Nashville and just hooked up with the boys. You know, they got their own facility. They got everything down there in Nashville. you know, we just rocked out. You know, they like family to me. So it's real easy when we get together. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, that's cool, man. I like to see like fusions like that. And I know you've got an entire country themed EP in the works. What got you into the country vibe?
Well, it's still a Nelly album, but it's just more or less country inspired. And what it is, you know, I understand that I couldn't wake up one day and just do a country album. I knew that wasn't going to be the lick. Although I wanted to make an album that just showed the appreciation that I had for country music, showed the influence that it had on me, showed my gratitude for a lot of the country fans for supporting Nelly. All over these years and things like that. So I just did an album inspired, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still a Nelly album.
Sure.
But definitely got that flow, that country flow.
Who are some of the artists you're working with for the new EP?
Just a couple. I mean, you know, FGL, the OG Darius Rucker.
Oh, love Darius. You know,
yeah, we got a few more who we tapping into right now. I'm gonna have to come back and lay the spill out for you, but
okay, sounds good. Well, I look forward to hearing it and checking it out. You're playing the great Chuck Berry in the movie about Buddy Holly. That's very, very cool. You've been working on your duck walk?
I gotta work on a lot of that, B. Like you know, I gotta do the great Chuck justice. Hopefully I do. You know, he's from St. Louis, just like I'm from St. Louis. So this means a lot, not just for myself, but from where I'm from and a whole community of music that had a chance to see this great person, you know?
Yeah, good luck with that project, man. That's very cool. Congrats on a nice run on Dancing with the Stars, by the way. I know you came in third. Were you surprised how well you did?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I definitely was, man. Like, I thought, long as I wasn't first, that was my goal. It's just like, yeah. Long as I'm not first, man. And,
exactly.
And when it kept going, I was just as surprised as everybody else. But, you know, it's all credit to the fans. They kept me in there and kept voting for me. So that continued to have me to work harder. So it was dope. It was real dope.
Yeah. And it was a lot of work right there. And yeah. I was thinking about this because, you know, I said you look the same for the last 20 years. And 20 years ago, Country Grammar came out. When did you realize that song was going to pop off the way it did?
Well, I mean, you know, in the beginning, I had to fight to get that song to be my first single. Huh. My record label, Universal, they liked it, but they didn't have the same feeling about it that I had when I made it and when I was auditioning and taking my demo around. So I really had to kick and scream for that song to be my first single. So after we got the song rolling, then Universal was like, okay. Not like they didn't like Country Grammar. They just wanted to go with a different song first.
Sure. They weren't as passionate. Got it.
I can't even imagine where I would have been had I not dropped Country Grammar first.
Well, the album is on all the best of the decade lists. What do you think its legacy is 20 years later?
Hopefully just, you know, hopefully first, hopefully it's a great album. Secondly, you hope that you just inspired people and gave people these type of memories that they can always relate to it. I think that's what the album accomplished. That's why it has such staying power, that people can relate. And, you know, we came with a new place and a new sound. And you know, it worked, thankfully.
Yeah. And how are the kids, man? Are any of them following in your footsteps in the music industry?
Yeah, my daughter does music. My son does. My nephew does music. You know.
There you go.
Yeah, they definitely is getting their feet wet like that. We'll see if they have the perseverance. But they're all very talented, and you know, I'm hoping the best for them.
That's cool. Well, they got someone they can turn to. That's for sure. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yep.
Favorite show you binged last year?
Favorite show I binged last year was probably The Crown. That's probably it.
Okay. Didn't picture you for a Crown guy, but all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Country song you know all the words to?
Country song I know all the words to? Pretty much. I mean, I know a few of them, but I'm going to say one that I think you may not expect. Country Boy Can't Survive.
Okay. Okay. Respect that. I know me some Kenny Rogers jams.
Yeah. Love Kenny.
Yeah. Celebrity crush growing up. Who was she?
Celebrity crush growing up. I mean, I want to, you know, Holly was always, I'll give you a crazy one, Lisa Turtle. Now, I don't know.
Hey, she was fine.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? By the bell. Good Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Lisa was bad.
Yeah, she was bad. You got good taste. Dream collaboration.
Dream collaboration. Well, I mean, I probably have so many, and just because I've been successful in different genres of music. But speaking on the genre that we in now, it would be if the GOAT, old Hank Williams, would come on down and work with your man one good time. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be all.
That'd be tight. And last one, who plays you in your life story? Who are you casting?
Who plays me? Yeah. I don't know. They may not even be born yet because I ain't done.
Ah, great answer. Great answer. Hey, you be looking the same anyway. You could play yourself from 20 years ago. Hey, Nelly.
I could play a young Mario.
There you go. There you go. Hey, you know what the church? I was just telling my friends right here. I think it was 2005. You had one of the dopest ring entrances with Corey Spinks in St. Louis. I never seen the whole crowd hyped. You had everyone going at the same time. It was so dope, right? I mean, I know Zab Judah kind of ruined the homecoming. What do you remember about that time?
You know how much I got blamed that I wore him out before he got to the ring?
Oh, no. That's hilarious. Really?
I know that were joking. Yo, the ring entrance literally took, you know, because usually when you walk somebody out, you do like a verse or
right.
maybe a hook of a song.
Right.
We did the whole freaking record, bro. And like it took us like 4 minutes to get down the ring. Like,
that's a long time.
It was crazy. Everybody remembers that. Yo, I had Jay-Z say something to me about that. Like, yo, that ring entrance, yo. Because, you know, him and Zab was real cool. He was like, yeah. Yo, they was watching TV, him and his boy.
They even had to like it. It was dope. I never seen the whole crowd get into it. It had me hyped. Yeah. I know. If homie would have won, it would have been epic. But then they blamed you. I like that. Oh, that's so funny, man. That's funny. Thanks for answering that. Well, meanwhile, listen to Lil Bit on iHeartRadio. Nelly, thanks for checking in. Nice to see you, man.
Thank you, champ. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.